This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Mike Shope.
I can't believe you're the age you are and you've not seen giraffes run on a TV show. What?
And the bulldog.
Long-range toddy? How would you make that up?
Someone did.
On WGR.
Sorry, I got a spit take on a mic over here.
Someone did. It's great.
Sports Radio 550.
All right. I'm just over here trying to find a transcript for the movie Arthur. This is what they talk about when you're like, you get old, and they're like, oh, what did you do with your time? Did you really make the most out of your life? I want to find the transcript of the movie Arthur so I can compare something that a friend said to me yesterday to a line from that movie, but I got to know it. And then eventually I'll find it and put some tweet together that I'll find very interesting and funny, and it'll take me a few minutes because I got to word it right. And then I'll tweet it, and no one will care or even know what it's possibly about. Uh-huh. And I will laugh to myself. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, in fact, Arthur does quite often in the movie Arthur.
Someone take the wheel.
I know.
What are you doing in there?
I'm just trying to find. I'm telling you everything. I shouldn't bother with any of it. Just move on. But I found it interesting. Liza Minnelli. Someone says something to her, and she's like, oh, dear. It's like an old woman, maybe at the church, but I got to get it. All right. Anyway.
Okay. Well,
so,
good luck.
Yes. Welcome back to Buffalo Bills Football Monday. Bills over the Jets, 27-17 at Miami next week. I think tomorrow we'll probably be talking more about the news that's just in here that it's being advised locally that fans not go to Miami, which, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take that under advisement.
Yep.
I think a lot of fans will go to Miami. That's what sometimes happens.
Yeah, I don't know about a lot. I mean, what is the attendance going to be allowed there?
13.
Okay. So, I mean, right there, wouldn't you think there are more than 13,000 Bills fans that travel to Miami? Not just from Buffalo, but like all around the East Coast or whatever.
For a Bills-Dolphins game.
Yeah. Normally, there's probably more than 13,000 Bills fans in there, right?
Maybe not. Maybe that's close to the number.
All right. Well, either way, there's only 13,000 tickets. Like, I don't know what's available there. I know we make fun of Miami, but that's so few tickets. I wonder if it's hard, how hard it is to make that happen.
Well, maybe it's not as easy as normally. That's kind of your point. Yeah. People that are flying to Miami like that will figure it out. They will make it work. Yeah. We'll see. I would think that a lot of people are going to do it. They won't all be local. You're right. This is a particular advisory to people who live in Erie County, I believe. Mm-hmm. But again, we'll have time to get into it. Joe's got a game for us. So the Bills, you know, just go with me here. Finally did it. A 300-yard day from their quarterback. It happened. It had not happened since 2016. It's not that rare, by the way, in the league, but it was a problem here. And now it has happened. And Joe has the right attitude, I think, Bulldog, because he's like, all right, what about a 400-yard game?
Oh, boy. boy.
Right? That's the right. Uh-huh. That's how you want to be.
Sure.
You know, some people are like, that's just harsh. No. This is how you'd want someone to be around you. Keep pushing. Get better. Right, Joe?
Exactly. So I went looking.
So what do we have here?
The last Bills 400-yard game was Drew Bledsoe. He's got two of the five, I think, in team history.
One of them was just on TV recently, right? That Minnesota game?
That Minnesota game. That was in 2002. 3 weeks later, he threw for 417 against the Oakland Raiders.
Yes, he did.
In a loss.
The Charlie Garner game.
Sure.
49-31.
Charlie Garner game. Jerry Rice played for the Raiders in that
game. They did anything they wanted.
Yeah.
The Bills did great. They just it was not quite anything they wanted.
But they could not stop the Raiders.
That year was the summer of love. For so many reasons, I had such a great time in 2002. I loved that season. That was my one pregame year.
Yep.
Hmm.
I was also doing pregame then.
Yeah.
We weren't together. I did like two hours. You were in the 10 to noon slot. I was in the 8 to 10 slot for a while there with Ann Burke. And that was I had a lot of fun working with Ann. That was a real, real lot of fun.
Okay, yeah.
So, since that 400-yard game in Week 5 against the Raiders from Drew Bledsoe, there have been exactly 200 400-yard games in the NFL.
Great number. There was one yesterday.
From 60 individuals. Now, I don't know how you want to play here. I'll leave that up to you. You can either try to guess the 34 quarterbacks that have more than one, or if you want to get a little spicy here, we could try the 25 quarterbacks that have only one, since the Bills have a 400-yard passer.
That's tough. To think of them and then to think, did they only do that one time? That's not going to work. I like the idea, but I don't think I can get very far.
It's not a good guessing game. I love the names on that list, though. That's why I threw
it
out there.
And part of what you're thinking, I think, is that the guys who've done it more than once, are many of them are obvious.
Yeah. A lot of them. Not all of them, for sure.
Well, who would have done it the most times? This is since 2002, mid-season.
2002.
Peyton Manning would be number one.
Peyton Manning's number three with 11.
Is Brady number one?
Brady's number tied for sixth with nine. Right.
Breeze. Joe's got a call. The bat phone rang, so we can't play right now. You and I can name guys,
right?
But Joe won't know.
Right. What are we
okay?
Who was the guess?
What?
Breeze.
Breeze is number one with 16.
Wow.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre only has one.
Really?
Yes.
Since 2002.
Since 2002.
Okay. Yeah, so that's wrong.
And it was in 2010 with the Vikings.
Wow. Okay, Roethlisberger.
Second with 12.
Rodgers.
4-8 in those games, by the way. Rodgers tied with Brady for, what was that, sixth with nine.
Sixth, yeah.
Fifth, sorry. They were tied for fifth.
All right.
Dak Prescott. You think he has two of these? Matt Ryan would be right. Matt Ryan had one yesterday.
Prescott's correct with four.
Four. Prescott has four 400-yard games.
Matt Ryan is six.
That's Wilson.
11th. Wilson.
He got up there yesterday, not to 400, right?
Two.
Two.
Russell Wilson.
Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I was just going to say Andrew Luck. Damn it.
Three.
Sorry. Stafford.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford's got nine.
Got a bunch
of
them.
Tied with Rodgers and Brady. There's one other quarterback with nine.
Ooh. Is he still active?
Nope.
Patrick Mahomes.
Well, that's not going to be nine, but he does have three.
Three already.
Rivers might have nine.
Rivers has 11. He's fourth.
Oh, he's active. Okay.
Third. Yeah, tied for third with Manning.
Do you see he threw 17 passes yesterday to running backs?
Naheem Hines.
Yeah, he always throws to the running backs. Yeah, like 37% of his passes last year were to running backs.
And Jacoby Brissett is the red zone quarterback.
Yeah,
apparently.
They used Brissett. That's right. Not a great start for them. Bad day for them. Marlon Mack, torn Achilles. Watson.
Watson has two.
I'm going to say Eli Manning.
He has nine.
Yes, yes, yes.
Tied with Rodgers, Stafford, and Brady.
Kirk Cousins.
Oh, yeah.
Five. He's 12th. Tied for 12th with two others that are retired.
Hmm. He's not retired.
We got a lot of retired guys on here, too.
Goff.
Sure. Yeah.
Four.
Retired guys. How's Carson Palmer?
Love it.
Eight.
400-yard games. Multiple 400-yard games.
He was 1-7 in those eight games, by the way. Not great.
No. I agree. Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton has one.
Oh, shoot.
His last
How's
year.
Jameis Winston?
Yes.
Jameis Winston, four.
McNabb, maybe?
Three.
Vic.
One of them was in Washington, by the way. Vic, two. Both two. With the Eagles.
We got a lot of them, but there are a lot more.
Yeah,
yeah,
you got a lot,
probably
more.
A lot more.
A lot of retired guys.
A lot of retired guys,
Bulldog.
A couple
of guys hanging around in the league as backups are on this list.
Matt Schaub.
Matt Schaub, including one last season.
That was the hint.
He has five.
Joe Flacco.
Ooh. Might be a Jet starter within a couple of weeks.
Joe Flacco doesn't have any.
None.
Zero. Wow.
In the playoffs, wow. Maybe.
Right. Maybe.
All right. Carr.
Three.
Cutler.
One for Cutler.
Wrong.
Wrong on Cutler.
I don't know. What's left?
Starting against the Bills this season.
You got a couple. Carson Wentz.
No. No Carson Wentz at all.
Still waiting for it to be entirely safe to step back out into the Carson Wentz is not great. Error.
Maybe you're getting
it's
close.
It's starting to feel like it's almost safe enough to do that. I was just beaten back into the cave there the first couple years, but maybe it's safe to come out.
Want some hints, maybe?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
You got a couple of Rams quarterbacks on here.
Bulger
with four, all in the course of 2 years.
Kurt Warner Sam. Might still be right. 2002
you
on.
You know, that was a hint. That was the other guy I was thinking of. It was with Arizona, though.
Okay.
Right. You have got a couple of backups in the league still to guess. One. Actually, no. One starting against the Bills this week. That's an easy one.
Fitz.
Okay.
Fitz has six.
None here.
No. Tampa, Tennessee, and Miami are the three teams for him.
Tampa, he had a couple of days.
You've got a guy who was in an open competition.
You think of Fitzpatrick ever playing for Tennessee? Like, is that clear in your mind?
No. No.
You've got a guy who did it.
Nick Foles.
Yeah, Nick Foles. That was the hint I was about to give. Four for Nick Foles.
All right. And so the Bills have five ever?
You've got a former Bills. You got two former Bills quarterbacks on here. Yeah, five ever.
Two. Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton with two.
And
you got one other former
Matt
Bill.
Leinart. No, he's not a former Bill. That was supposed to be funny. He does not count as a former Bill. You have to be on the team in the regular season.
He does have
season.
One. He does have one, by the way, Arizona.
Even though it was said with authority on the radio by people I know and trust, I still don't believe that Ryan Fitzpatrick played for Tennessee. I just can't. What?
That was it a quick happens. One. Yep.
Jeez.
one more.
Tarveris Jackson.
Mm.
No, he did it with Kansas City and New England.
Castle.
Matt Castle is three.
Three 400-yard games. Get out of here.
That's ridiculous.
Do you want the rest of the list?
We want to keep pushing over here. The Bills and Josh Allen got to 300. Let's shoot for 400. Will people tell us 400 yards is an overrated stat?
You've got a... I don't know if this name is gettable, even if I give a hint.
Oh, it's gettable.
Titans backup quarterback did it twice in 2004.
Billy Volek.
Billy yep. Volek did it twice.
Yeah.
Did you see that Lamar Jackson yesterday? So yesterday was his second ever week one start. And in both of those games, his passer rating was perfect. 158.3. Like, how many games in your career, if you're the best ever, how many games in your career would your passer rating have been perfect? Is that a perfect stat? There might be games where you don't throw as many passes, right? You wouldn't have interceptions, and your percentage would have to be like Minshew 19 for 20 yesterday. Maybe that was a perfect passer rating. I don't know. Some things about the stat are a little screwy, but still. The guy's had two week one starts, and in both games his passer rating was like perfect. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. So much for everybody's figuring him out. I mean, whatever, it was one game.
Not yet.
You know.
Some of the plays, some of the Raven highlights are just gorgeous. It's play design, it's passes. I mean, it's just like right there. The Andrews, the first Andrews touchdown, I think it was, the Hollywood, the deep one to Hollywood. They're just like works of art. And I think the Bills are like something of that sort. What they are on their offense. Their offense is more Allen just running and it looking like no one's there. Like, it's just play design is a part of that. And the guy is so big and strong. And he, again, I'll say he threw a couple deeks in yesterday. He's got moves. He's very tough to bring down, as we have known already. Just a different, I'm sure a lot of it's going to be lost on me, too. Just the differences in the two teams. But some of Baltimore's stuff is just really pretty. Are we done with this game? Or I'm sorry, I'm not helping us right now.
You're still worried about Arthur, probably. I don't even know.
There's only a couple left. Seattle, Dallas, and...
Hasselbeck.
Minnesota. Hasselbeck has three.
Romo
has five.
Right.
Minnesota is the last one you're missing.
Minnesota. Culpepper.
Both in 2004. A couple of notables on the one list. A couple former Bills. Kelly Holcomb.
Right, Cleveland.
Vince Young. Not really. Matt Flynn.
Oh.
Makes this list.
The Matt Flynn game. 45-42.
Tim Rattay, Chris Winkie. Tommy Maddox.
Yep.
Kellen Moore.
Cowboys offensive coordinator.
Joey Harrington.
Oh, my Lord.
John Kitna. Trent Green, Josh Freeman.
Forget it. I'm done. I don't want Allen to ever do it. I'm done.
You don't want him on this list.
I don't want him on a list with Joey Harrington.
Nick Mullins has done it.
Nick Mullins. There's an interesting name today. Garoppolo had an awful game. Not really in the stat line too much. But having said that, the Mostert touchdown is Mostert. 75 right. yards out of a cannon. Like, that is not even – that's not a deep pass at all. It was a short pass, and Mostert just – exploded and went all the way. But that's one of the things I've heard today about San Francisco is Garoppolo he struggled badly. There's a play where he spins around three times in the pocket.
Oh,
amazing.
Somebody tweeted at us to make a point about, you know, Allen's running. Like, would you rather have this?
No.
Like, no thanks.
Definitely not. So Mullins, who was not bad, I don't know. I don't think we're there yet, of course, but
he started 8 games 2 years ago. He averaged 285 yards
Mullins.
In those games.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he put up big numbers.
Yeah. It's not that hard.
It's better than Garoppolo.
It'd be hard for me to do it. I'm not saying it would be easy for me to do it. Just in the NFL, the standard is not that high, really. Or is it? Do I mean to say it's not that low? I'm not sure. Hate to end the segment on some confusion there. Eric Wood is back with us this year. That's exciting. And we'll talk to Eric about yesterday's game. And also a peculiar, if not controversial, Tom Brady tweet from Eric. Stay tuned. Buffalo Bills Football Monday continues. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.